I stumbled into a land of freaks.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The 50 best movie soundtracks of the past 50 years.
Wow.
And you look at number 50 on the list and you say, this has got to be a good list. Number 50, 8 Mile.
Oh, that's number 50? Wow.
That's
yeah.
What I said. If, this has got to be serious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite soundtracks. I was going to say that immediately. I have three that I go... The minute you say movie soundtracks, there's three that come to mind immediately that I love. And 8 Mile is one of the three.
Yeah, so that's number 50. So you say, okay, if that's number 50, what's the top 20? Number 46, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, of course that's a soundtrack. Yeah, the soundtrack must be awesome. Don't You Forget About Me.
But all it's 46.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, right.
Number 45, Grease.
What?
I would think that would be in the top 10.
Those songs are iconic.
Every single song on there is. 43, Moulin Rouge.
I hated that. I hated everything about that.
I did too, but it was a big soundtrack.
Yeah, it was.
Number 42, great soundtrack for Boogie Nights.
You know, it's so funny. There's songs that I hear all the time. I'm like, how do I know that song? And my boyfriend's like, Boogie Nights. Oh, right. I'll tell you, the beauty of soundtracks, especially something like Boogie Nights, is something that's set in another time, like the 60s, 70s, 80s. It introduces a whole new audience to some of these. I hear songs, and I'm like, how do I even know this? And it's always from a movie soundtrack.
Number 31, Juice, because I had Tupac in it.
Oh, right, of course.
Number 30, Do the Right Thing. It had Fight the Power.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was a great soundtrack, too.
It was a good soundtrack. Yeah.
Great movie, great soundtrack. I didn't know Black Panther had a soundtrack, but it's 27.
Okay. I don't see Black Panther not known for its soundtrack. I think that's the only problem. There are certain movies, like, for example, I'm sure, I don't want to ruin the list for you, but I'm sure Guardians of the Galaxy is a great example. You know, they were kind of known for that soundtrack, the mixtape soundtrack that they put out. It was like that music, you think of the songs and you immediately think of the movie. Black Panther, for example, when I think of Black Panther, I don't really think of the music. I think of the acting. I think of the story. The music doesn't come to mind, as opposed to Guardians of the Galaxy. The minute I hear, like, Hooked on a Feeling or Spirit in the Sky, I'm immediately taken back to those moments in Guardians of the Galaxy, like what's going on in the movie. You know what I mean?
Hustle and Flow next. And that had a great soundtrack. You know it's hard out here for a pimp. When you're trying to get this money for the ring. For the great song. Wasn't it hit? But this song made the movie.
Didn't this song win a Grammy?
Probably did.
Wait, I think it even won. 3-6 Mafia performed the song at the Academy Awards that year. And yeah, it won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. It won an Oscar.
So, good song. Top 13 now. Number 13, great soundtrack, Singles.
Oh, right. Of course. Well, again, that's another one of those movies that it's all about the music. The music in Singles, way more important than the storyline.
Yeah, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, yeah. Mudhoney, Mother Love Bone, goes on and on.
Right, that was the grunge moment. Like, that was the moment that defined a generation. Outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
What movie? I can feel the
heat. Yeah, of course, it's from Clueless.
See?
Kids in America, this was Clueless. I could just picture Cher.
You're probably going, is this like an Oxima commercial? Or
see, I could totally picture them. Is this an Oxima commercial?
Number 11, huge soundtrack. Nobody could explain. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
I was just going to say, that has to be in the top 3. That's in the, what number is that?
11.
Okay, that's surprising because Oh Brother Where Art Thou, that soundtrack, and the artists, they won Grammys, they won an Oscar, they won so many awards. That was the biggest soundtrack on the planet.
The place where I was born and raised.
But this was the this song.
Was born in
Remember, the movie was about people that escaped from prison to become singers, and this was the song that they kept running to go sing. So that the whole premise of the movie is that they record this song, and then they have to go run and escape the police, but the song becomes a hit.
Right.
That's what the movie's about.
I've never seen the movie.
It's a great movie. George Clooney.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. I've
heard that's
the song
Union Station. That's Union Station, Alison Krauss. Yeah, I mean, the music in the movie really made the movie. That's the Coen brothers. They're brilliant with music.
All right, now we're in the top 10.
How that didn't make the top 10 is shocking.
The top 10 has some great songs. So Here's number 10.
Oh, Staying Alive. Right, this is Saturday Night Fever, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I understand why this is the top 10.
Yeah, Night Fever, How Deep Is Your Love, If I Can't Have You.
Yeah, it's iconic. Remember, the Foo Fighters just did a whole cover of all these songs.
Mm-hmm.
They did that whole cover album, Hail Satan, or Hail Satin. we said Satan, but it's Hail Satin.
All right, number 9, great movie, great soundtrack.
I know you're lying.
Dazed and Confused.
I know you're lying.
Look. When I think of Dazed and Confused, I don't think of the music.
I do. I think of, because they played it just right in the movie. So, number 8, Almost Famous.
Oh, again, another movie about music, so the music had better be good.
Eugene, baby, LA lady.
Number 7, The Bodyguard.
I think it just has that one song.
Yeah, but that one song was massive.
So, originally, they were going to have Whitney Houston sing a song called What Becomes of the Brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
But that song was used in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes. So when they found that out, they went to Dolly Parton and said, what do you have for us? And she's like, well, I have this song called I Will Always Love You. I think Whitney can really rock it. And it was like one of these just sort of happenstance things where Dolly Parton was like, yeah, try this. And it became probably the most important part of The Bodyguard, I think. You can't think of The Bodyguard without thinking of that moment, you know, when that song is playing. And I mean, that's really one of the most important moments of the movie.
Number 6, great soundtrack, Above the Rim.
I don't know one song, do I?
Okay, Lady of Rage.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on,
what you rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on, what you
bang. SWV, Anything. Also made this song huge.
Oh, this was in Above the Rim?
Yeah.
Mr. Warren G. Seen a couple of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All you search.
How big was this song?
213.
So I hooked a left on 2-1 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do
this. Doggy Style, Big Pimpin'. I'm seeing now, yeah. Part-time lover, Big Pimpin'.
I'm stuck.
Oh, well, the whole, okay, it was produced by Suge Knight. Well, that explains why the soundtrack is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that those songs were all from a soundtrack. I just thought that was just music that was on the radio at the time. That's interesting.
Number 5, Superfly.
What that is.
They had Pusher Man and in a lot of songs from the 70s. So,
oh, Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield.
Right.
Okay.
Number 4, you're going to agree 1,000,000%. Goodfellas.
Oh. In fact, whenever I think of Goodfellas, I think of that moment. I actually went to find the song where Ray Liotta is in the car and the helicopters are going over his head and he's trying to escape, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you hear, you can climb a mountain, you can swim the sea. And then it turns out, I was like, what song is that? It's awesome. It's this Harry Nilsson song, We Can Make Each Other Happy. I love that song because of that moment when he's in the car running from the FBI.
Karen! Karen! That was all right. The money we had!
You can swim the sea. You can jump into the fire.
Jump into the fire. That's the name of the song. Okay, that's right.
Right.
You can shake up.
This is what makes a good soundtrack. When the movie and the music blend so well together, when they're so intertwined that every time you hear the song, you think of the movie. Every time you think of the scene, you think of the song. That's probably one of the most Goodfellas is probably one of the most successful soundtracks in terms of that it really does tell the story of the movie.
Jimmy was cutting every link between himself and the robbery.
While they're going around showing everybody that got killed, they're playing Layla.
Yes. Right, that's what I mean.
Such a great use of music.
I gave Jimmy the tip and he gave me some Christmas money.
Yeah, it's really, really well done.
All right, so that's brilliant. Number four. Now we're in the top three.
Okay.
Number three, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, right. Yes, absolutely, I agree. That's a good choice.
Just every song on that soundtrack. Awesome.
Yeah, and they used it really well, the dance scenes, everything. They did a really good job with that soundtrack. I got the soundtrack before I saw the movie.
Did you really?
Uh-huh, yeah. That's how good it was.
But, I mean, you could turn that movie on right now and still watch it from beginning to end and just say, I never get sick of this movie.
Right, I agree.
All right, number two, Yes, My Kids Wore It Out. Lion King.
Ugh, I knew you were going to give me like a kid one. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, is number one Frozen?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Wait, Lion King's number two and Frozen isn't? Oh, yes. Okay, wait, let me just say something, though. It's not that this soundtrack wasn't amazing. It's just that the movie was a two-hour music video. It wasn't really a movie. There was really no storyline.
It didn't need one.
It didn't need one.
The music was that good, it didn't need a script.
Right, but I'm just saying, I don't know that you could include it in this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, every song on this soundtrack was a smash.
What happened to Meet the Deedles?
No. I mean...
Oh my God, Meet the Deedles is one of my favorite soundtracks. did that even make the list?
Meet the Deedles?
The Deedles.
What is that?
It was this movie I saw as a kid, and it was all that swing music. But it was like kind of edgy swing music. I remember I was a kid and I was like, what is this? And I ran out and I bought the soundtrack. I think like my babysitter had taken me to see it. And I was like, I didn't care about the movie. It was like some stupid surf movie. I don't even know what the movie was. I can't even tell you what happened in the movie. But listening to the music, I had never heard music like that before. So I ran home and I said to my parents, I was like, you have to buy me the soundtrack. So they got me the DVD or the CD or whatever the hell it came in at the time. Meet the Deedles, and it was all that swing music that was really big in like the early 90s. Remember that, all that stuff?
No, I don't remember any
big
of that.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddies.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah.
No, I don't think it made the list. Like 33 is Friday, which is a great soundtrack.
Oh, that's iconic. Yeah, that should have been higher on the list.
Then we have The Prince of Egypt. I don't know what that is. The Royal Tenenbaums were 38. Batman, 39. Then you have Top Gun, where you had Danger Zone and Take My Breath Away.
Cherry Pop and Daddies were on Meet the Deedles.
I think you're the only one that liked it.
Dance Hall Crashers.
No.
Oh, you know who was on it? Save Ferris. Remember Save Ferris?
You're the only one. I mean, I'm looking through the whole thing and it doesn't show up.
Oh, there's a great song by Radish called Failing and Leaving. Oh, so good. So good. No, but I'm when you're a kid and you hear something new for the first time, like think about it. We were always at my house listening to either the rock station or the top 40 station. And there I was sitting in a movie theater and suddenly I heard something I'd never heard before. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like I was excited. I ran home. I was like, well, get me American Girls, homie.
And your parents said, okay.